now 11:14. We have any reports of select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, thank you, Speaker, and everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met for engrossment. We are reporting ONC 1961, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,500,000 to the Osage Nation Member Health Fund from year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members 65 years of age and over, $1,000 annual benefit or Medigap Insurance Plan F and Part D premiums as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Section 3101 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Also, ONCA 1967, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Osage Nation Ranch LLC in the amount of $175,000 for bison fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman is a sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we are on third reading. Bill ONCA 1961, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,500,000 to the Osage Nation Member Health Fund from year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members 65 years of age and over, $1,000 annual benefit for Medicare Gap Insurance Plan F and Part D premiums as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Subsec 3101 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
Split my time, please. Thank you, members of Congress, Assistant Principal Chief, guests. This bill represents the appropriation for the over 65 piece to the health benefit fund. The fund actually is one big fund, but this year we wanted to separate out the over 65 as it is prioritized and not subject to being diminished. And so you can see there in this appropriation that we have the Medigap coverage piece, the Plan F and the Part D, as well as the $1,000 attributable to the over 65 elders. So that's why the bill was broken out, so you could see that senior piece this year. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A rarity for Archie Mason to come up and voice one way or the other, but this particular bill, I do want to express myself as an elder, and the only reason as an elder is because of my age and my fellow Osages that are out there that are of this particular age. And this bill is not unlike any others. When we get to health, there are many definitions, many kinds of services that are available to our to people throughout the United States. Some are qualify for and some do not. What we're doing here within the Health Committee, within this particular bill, and other individuals, you, my colleagues, who developed these particular pieces of legislation for the benefit and betterment of our Osage people, whatever age they may be, this one is focused on 65 and over. I support this, and I trust that some of you here will be enough to vote and support it and make it become law, and as it goes from here up to the chief, that he too will assign this. So I do support this, and I thank all of you who have expressed your interest in it and the questions and concerns that you have for health bills of this nature that come, this one specifically for 65 and older, as we're looking to be even more conscious for the elders of the Osage Nation. I do support this. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, we'll go to a roll call vote. Excuse me, Congresswoman. Oh, that's right. Congresswoman Edwards, did you?
I thank Congressman Mason for his words. I think he summed it up with that. I waive my time.
Okay. All right. So now we'll go to a roll call vote. Question is, shall ONCA 1961 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Second Speaker Stabler.
Yes. The bill passes. This bill also contains an alternate effective date. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The alternate effective date passes. Next is ONCA 1967, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Osage Nation Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $175,000 for bison fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Tillman, who is not here today, but it was discussed that it would be his wishes to move forward with this bill. Is there anyone that would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Is there a co-sponsor on that? No co-sponsor on
no
that
co-sponsor.
Bill?
No co-sponsor.
I'd like to thank Speaker Tillman for sponsoring this bill. This is a bill that recognized a need that we have out at the Osage Nation Ranch, that it's the responsibility of the nation to provide for. He got this bill and got it through in short order. It has to do with fencing for our bison herd. It's needed, it's necessary, and it needs to happen quickly, and I think Congress has accomplished that, so I would encourage you to support it.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, we're ready for a roll call vote, please. Question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Second Speaker Stabler.
Yes. The bill passes. And we have an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the alternate effective date passes. Now we will move to motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce meets from 1 to 2:30 and we'll be discussing ONCA 1977, sections 44, 47, 56, 57, 63, which is pretty much the remainder of what we've been assigned per the Appropriations Committee. And then also I had a question if the summit was still going on today at 4:30. And we didn't receive a calendar invite, so I'd like to know where that's at and a date or time certain.
Oh, they, okay. Asking us to speak up that they can't hear.
Do you want me to repeat all that?
No.
Sure. Okay. Commerce is meeting regarding ONCA 1977, sections 44, 47, 56, 57, 63. Which is the majority of what we have left on ONCA 1977 per the Appropriations Committee. And then I also wanted to know about the summit. I received information in an email from the clerk that it starts at 4:30, but I don't have a location because we were not sent a calendar invite, so I don't even know where to go. And is that still going on?
Yes, as far as I know, it's still going. Oh, Congressman Potts, do you have some information?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The only information I have is an email from the Speaker on September 5th at 11:30 that says that it's no longer a summit. Please be advised that there will be a social gathering with the three branches on September 10th at 5 p.m. in the Congressional Chambers.
5 p.m. then today in Chambers. Thank you for that. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to commit ONCA 1979 back to the Government Operations Committee.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
I spent some time this morning working on that bill to make some amendments. I thought I just had a few amendments, but then as I read it more carefully, I got a bit confused and started realizing that I had quite a few amendments, and I think that since it went through in pretty short order, that we could spend a little more time with it in committee after the budgets get out.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I seconded the motion because I believe I heard a conversation between the sponsor and Congresswoman Edwards, and I believe the sponsor's agreeable to send it back and do this, so that's why I seconded the motion.
I am the sponsor, and I have no problem with sending it back. Anyone else? Congressman Mason.
So I'd like to, again, kind of come back to this social gathering that we have scheduled. And I don't know, I might be old school, but, you know, we have a death in, over in Fairfax, and one of our elders. I think I'll be absent from, quote, social gathering during this time of mourning and respect to what's going on over there. Times have changed, I know, and if it continues on, well, you know, power to those that go on and enjoy the social gathering. I, for one, will not be attending.
Okay, thank you. If we could go back and go back to the motion discussion, please. Anyone else on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Without objection, I'd like to motion to send ONCA 1973 back to General Order Day 2 on the next day's agenda.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? This is a village bill that I sponsored. It was my oversight to realize that it was coming up today. And I had an amendment that I wanted to make on it, and I wasn't prepared for it at that moment. We do have a situation with the Gray Horse Village that's coming up this year, and they are going to need more funds than are annually appropriated to them. And it's regarding the lagoon. And so I'd like to send it back to General Order Day 2 so we could discuss it with amendments with the whole of Congress and present that. So that's why I'm asking for it to be sent back. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion?
Yes.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. It'll go back to General Order Day 2. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd just like to notice that the Education Committee is scheduled to meet IFS to 4, just to give everybody some time. Hopefully be able to start that about 12:15 and see where we can go.
Thank you. Are there any other motions and notices? Congressman Mason.
Just want to apologize. I dipped into your session here with my opinion about that, and I apologize for that. Plus, I was tardy today. I apologize for that. And My clock has just been a little delayed throughout, whatever. Maybe it's just my watch, 15 minutes behind. I'll check it Indian time, I guess. I don't know, but my apologies to you and to the Congress for my being late and tardy and dipping in where I shouldn't. Thank you very much
for your considerations. We appreciate your comments. And then a reminder that we are not going to have session tomorrow morning. Still on for tomorrow morning. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.
You got to tell us what to say. Roll it.
Yes, yes.
Aye. Yeah. Sure.
We need instructions.
Yeah, that number down there on the side right here. That's the difference.